What up, what up, what up? If you are listening to me for the first time, I am Brandon.
What up?
That's because she told me, like, my first introduction was whack. She said it was weak. Okay, my bad. She said weak. But anyways, I'm Brandon.
I'm Millsy.
My sister Ash. And so, this is my podcast. I'm relaunching it. So, it's going to have a new name, which is going to be Let's Talk About It. So, just going to be talking about your regular, everyday topics, stuff that we all go through. Everything, you know, that you can relate to. I can't even ask you what you've been doing today because I was with you, so.
Right.
But how was your week? I can ask you that. I wasn't with you.
Oh, man, my week. Where do I begin? Work. All day, every day, 5 days a week.
Yo,
although I am grateful.
She had it sweet. Like, she was off of work for like a whole month. Like, I was working from home. It's not the same. Oh, excuse me. 2 months. It's not the same. I was working from home, but she was in.
Off. Like, all the way, like.
But she was getting some stuff done.
Yeah, got some stuff done around my house. Kicked it with my kids a little more than norm. You know, I'm about to work, you know. But I'm grateful to have my job. At first, I ain't gonna lie, I didn't want to go back. I was enjoying my little unemployment and my time off. I didn't want to go back, but I had to go back. Now that I'm back, I'm back. And, you know, just working, you know, having to wear a mask all day, that's kind of draining. The good thing about that is I started walking around more, like, around the building. I got a large building that I work for. Well, a large building that I can walk around. So, give me some exercise a day so I get some fresh air. So that's one good thing that I benefited from having to wear a mask. I get more breaks. But you know, work is busy. We're picking up. I work at a dental office, by the way. So people are coming in to get their teeth cleaned. It's very surprising how many people are actually coming in. Like, you know, with everything going on with COVID, you would think like people wouldn't be comfortable. But now, like, the ratio for people coming in to not wanting to come in is greater. Like,
I think people are over it.
Yeah,
I know I'm over it. Like, I get mad like when I leave to go to the store and then I have to remember, oh, I need my mask. I'm saying, like, I gotta keep like 2-3 masks in my purse just in case I forget, because I will forget.
Yeah, definitely gotta have those masks. Don't come up in my office without no mask on. And we check intents, but you know,
we check that at my job too.
Work has just been, like I said, it's picking up, getting busy. I'm grateful for, you know, just to have a job. It was a short week. You know, I had this weekend to just chill and relax and, you know, celebrate some birthdays and things like that. So it's actually been a great week. What about for you? What new things you got going on?
Well, first of all, my week was straight, really. My daughter, like, she went down to the country. When I say country, I mean like Danville, Virginia. So she went down there with her uncle and cousins and stuff. So, you know, they've been out getting that good country air. And so she left in like the middle of the week. I work from home right now. I go into the office one day a week. Our office is still, you know, we're still seeing patients. Oh, I'm sorry, we call them consumers. We're still seeing consumers pretty much, you know, on a need to see them basis. Like, we schedule them, we get them to try to come in. I work in a mental health facility or clinic, so I am an administrative assistant there. And it's been cool, like, going in one day a week, working half. At first, I thought it was going to be super sweet, like, going into the office, like, not having, like, working from home. I thought that job was going to be, like, super sweet. And then I realized, like, I was doing a whole lot much more work at home than I was, like, in the actual office. And then now it seems like when I get in the office, I don't even have enough time. enough time in the day. Like, I'm supposed to be in the office from like 9 to 12, but I always end up leaving that joint at like 3. Like, I don't never leave at 12. But, yeah, I came to my sister's for the weekend. Came here like Friday evening. And I've been kicking it with her. And it's been, it's been cool. Like, I'm just kind of over, over everything, for real, for real. Like,
yeah, especially this COVID. I'm ready to, like, just be normal again.
And this heat.
Yes.
Let me tell y'all. We went to a birthday party, and my sister, her AC don't work in the car. We were about to die.
No, we weren't about to die, but
it was close.
It was brutal.
She was like, is this, what did she say?
Is it safe?
Like,
are we going to make it? I'm not sure.
I was like, as long as we keep moving.
Right.
And the wind is blowing.
Running red lights, because I needed all the wind.
She just ran one. Let's put that out there. Yeah. Follow the police, you know what I'm saying?
I ran a couple.
For all the 12s out there, like, it was yellow. She was in the street when she ran it, but you know what I'm saying? So, it's been cool. Like, today, like, we had like a little sprinkle of rain today. Well, it wasn't a sprinkle. It was like a really like good pour down, and then it stopped. And like, now it's sun back out. And that brought a little bit of cooler temperatures. So I ain't no weather person, but definitely was not as hot as it was yesterday.
Right.
The evening was chill though. Like, it cooled off in the evening, but it definitely was hot yesterday. Like, at that birthday party, I was not trying to be outside at all. Like, I'm in the house where it's cool. Because,
I feel it. It definitely was, you know, a good weekend. Looking forward to next week.
What's going on this week?
Just another week, hopefully. I have some new adventures coming. I got some people. I'm waiting to call me back.
This is why I love my sister. If y'all can see her face.
Holy
right
sorry,
now.
I got nothing going on. Ain't nobody calling me but these dudes.
Oh my gosh, like, let me tell y'all, like, this is what you're gonna get from this podcast. And anytime I'm with my sister, this is what you're gonna get. Like, we love to laugh. You know, that's what we do when we get together. Like, we talk about everything, but we're gonna laugh. Like, we're definitely gonna have fun with it. For me, I mean, what am I doing this week? I mean, tomorrow's work, got deadlines that I have to meet this week for work. But as far as like what I'm doing personally, I got a few things I'm trying to do, trying to move. So that is what I'm going to be putting my focus into.
Indeed.
So trying to get that out the way. Because I definitely want to be in my new place before the end of this month. That is the goal. Just a couple other personal goals. You know, I need to catch up on some reading. That's where I get my big words from, because my sister always say I use big words. She just don't read enough.
I don't need any. So,
I just need to, that's what I need to do. I got to purchase this book to read. So it's a young lady that I know. She goes by Queen. I will make sure that I include or tag her when I upload this podcast. She has a book out called Bondage. It's Bondage And so I am really excited to purchase it. It's her own personal journey of what she went through, the bondage that she was in, that she was able to, you know, to find her way out of, by the grace of God. So, you know, it deals with, her own personal journey. And so I'm excited to read that. And, because she, since I've known her, which has been about a month now, she, really has been like supportive of me, like encouraging me, and like we're friends on Facebook, and we are in a group together. So yeah, so that's a one thing I want to do this month is to read her book.
Yeah, well, when you're done with it, pass it on.
No, you're gonna purchase your own.
No, I'm gonna read yours.
you're on Amazon, support black businesses.
I need to tell other people about it.
Y'all see, she ain't right.
Support black-owned businesses all day from this day forward. Like, I'm going to...
No, quality. Listen,
this is
black
what, this
owned
is a goal. This is a goal of mine. This is a goal of mine to, like, rent out some space. It could be, like, just an open area. It could be a building or whatever. And I want all of... Only, like, black-owned businesses only can come and to be vendors and sell their products or sell their stuff a couple times out of the year. If it becomes, you know, popular, it'd be a thing, you know. But I just, it's going to be a strip or building, you know, businesses for black owned. That whole, like a whole strip mall. And if you ain't black owned, you ain't going to be on this strip. That's my movement.
That's her movement.
So that's a goal. I think that would be dope to have. You can just, you got your black-owned salon, nail salon. You got your black-owned beauty supply store. You know, your restaurant. You know, just any and everything, you know, that we can all go in one area and shop and get what we need, you know, or you know, do what we need. Clothing stores, what have you. Just things like that, I think would be dope to have. And it can be Black Lives Matter marketplace, something. You know what I mean? Like, people can be mad if they want to. Don't come around this area and shop if you don't want to. You know, I'm tired of that. Like, you know, all lives matter, yes, but Black lives matter. We just want to be equal. We want our lives to matter just as much as everybody else's. That's all. That's
honestly, it's our black dollars that make this.
Exactly. So we have more power than we
think. Realize.
Yeah,
what we realize. Or that we put
into
action.
And we allow them to hinder us. Like, hold us back because they're afraid of our potential. So somebody has to do it. We gotta push forward. We gotta make it happen. So I think the things that we have already accomplished is big, and so I'm gonna keep going, you know. But we have to stand up and stand together, and I'm all for that. So that's something that I'm looking forward to, because you know I'm about to have me a nail shop too. So my nail shop is gonna be right on that strip. Okay, so y'all come out. I'll let y'all know when that's coming. Bear with me.
Thank you for coming to her TED Talk. But real talk. Speaking of black businesses, this is something that I had been seeing like repeatedly on my Facebook timeline. It was people have other black business owners and entrepreneurs that I know. I've been seeing them a lot post about, you know, people. Other black people who say they support them, stop asking for a discount. Stop expecting to get something for nothing. Because you don't go to white businesses and ask them for discounts. You know, when you go to the barber, you know what I'm saying? Just like certain businesses, like, you know, the first thing when someone tell you like, hey, you know, I have this idea or this venture or this, I mean, because you know, whenever you finish doing everything you need to do for to be a nail tech or a cosmetologist or whatever, you know what I'm saying, in that spectrum, people, that's what they're going to expect from you. You know, like, yo, Ashley, what's up with the discount? You got me? You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, why do we do that? You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, why do we do that?
Give you a discount on my... handmade products that I make for myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you want a discount 2 for $10.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's your discount.
But it's like, you know, people, like, our own people, we're always looking for someone to kind of give us something for nothing. You know, but then we want to stand out in the front and shout, we support Black businesses, especially in this climate of Black Lives Matter. We talk about we support Black businesses, but then you don't want to pay what somebody's worth. You know, like if I'm selling t-shirts and my t-shirts are $25, if I'm giving you quality t-shirts, pay the $25. Don't ask me, yo, can I get, no, you can't. Like, right. Like this ain't a negotiation.
Right.
The price is the price. Boom.
Period.
I've seen the price is the price. Period. Like you want us to be bargaining like crackheads. Like, no, we're not doing that. You know what I'm saying? Now if what I'm giving you, if my product or my service that I'm giving you is not quality, you know what I'm saying? Then I can understand you looking at me with the side eye like, you charging $25, but I just pulled this string and my whole collar came off. You know what I'm saying? I get that. You know what I'm saying? But, like, if I'm giving you a quality t-shirt, like, this is a Hanes. You know what I'm saying? Or this is a Under Armour. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm not saying that those are t-shirts that you use, but I'm just saying, like, if it's quality like that, like, If you go into Under Armour, trust and believe, you're not paying $10 for a t-shirt. Their t-shirts is like $20 and up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You go in there and you pay for that. You go in there and pay for a Nike shirt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know how much they cost. I don't have no boy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I have one boy, but I don't buy t-shirts for, you know, men. So I don't know how much it costs when you go in and you buy packs of t-shirts. Yeah.
They about, you know, $15,
$20,
depending
mm-hmm.
on the brand, depending on, you know, the quality, what you want, but yeah.
And I'm not talking about the under t-shirts. I'm talking about the t-shirts you finna wear out in the public, you know what I'm saying, with your Air Force Ones, or, you know what I'm saying, your retro Jordans, or whatever you wearing. Like, we talking about those t-shirts. So, I mean, it's not just t-shirts, it's any service. Like, if I'm offering you a service, if I'm, you know, if I'm in my house making shea butter, if I say, you know, my shea butter costs $30, you know, for a tub, pay the $30. Like, you want me to give you a code? Like, like, no, pay the $30. Especially, I'm taking my time. I'm going, like, you know how much it may cost to get those materials so that you can have quality shea butter for your skin and your hair and to make sure that you glow when you go outside.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm whipping, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in the kitchen. Like, come on. Right. So, that was something that I have been seeing lately, because a lot of people, you know, come in and want you to hook them up and, you know, and, sir, ma'am, mm-hmm. like, you know, you need a haircut. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm charging you $50 for the haircut, now I'm not about to do nothing extra for free. Like, right. you about to catch this fade mm-hmm. and this taper and be on your way. Right. You want something extra, then that costs extra.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You want some lines on the side? Like, that's an additional $5 or whatever barbers charge. I don't know, but I'm just saying, you know, like, so yeah. That was something that I was seeing that was pretty interesting that I was seeing on my timeline. Like, and it's a shame that we have to tell people to pay the price. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, the price is the price. And I guarantee you that our white counterparts are not telling their other peers the price is the price. They're going in here and they're paying the price. That's why you have people like, you know, people are paying thousands of dollars for these designer dresses and gowns and, you know, you know, people can go in and they'll pay, you know, $200 for a Yeezy t-shirt. Like, trust and believe, I'm pretty sure he's not making his t-shirts out of manna. Like, I'm pretty sure it's probably cotton. Probably a little rayon, too. Like, I'm not a seamstress, but I'm just saying. I just know You can probably get that same t-shirt and tear it up a little bit and boom, you got you a Yeezy t-shirt.
Right. Just the name. So. Yeah. No, I get it. Definitely do. But we got a lot, you know. I know you and I talked about some things we have going on as far as what we're going to start doing to get more income. So that'll be dope for, you know, for your goals and then some. To set us up for our future. So I'm looking forward to that too.
Cause I'm trying to get a Range. Okay. Like that's my ultimate dream car. Like I'm trying to have me a Range. And it's not all about material. Of course, like I want to set up wealth for my kids' kids. Honestly, you know what I'm saying? Like I want to set up, you know, wealth for them. I want to be able to have like residual income because let's be honest, we don't know what's going on with this quarantine. We definitely don't know when it's going to end. I'm going to just be honest. Like, I think they already got the cure. They already got the cure for COVID. Like they just need to make some more money. Like that's why they need us to be in the house so they can figure out how they can monetize this situation. You know, I think, you know, everybody working together, you know, the pharmaceuticals and because I think I saw somewhere on of course, like I'm on social media all the time Facebook, and not saying that Facebook is a source, but you know when you're on Facebook, you know, stuff come across your timeline. I didn't really read too much into the article, but I just saw the headline that was saying that I guess doctors were now looking at cannabis, your Mary Jane weed. Mm-hmm. They were looking at that as a possibility for like a COVID, I don't know if it's a cure or more so like a...
Probably a cure for everything.
more so like a vaccine. COVID. So, I didn't read into the article, so who knows? You know what I'm saying? Like, they trying to figure out a way to, you know, in order to make that legal, let's, you know, find a way that we can benefit off of it. But yeah, it's crazy. I'm over all of it for real.
Same.
And I mean, I know that we all feel like, oh, well, I can't wait till we go back to normal, but we're never gonna go back to normal. Like, I don't,
I just don't want to wear these masks all the time. That's the only thing that's like really bothers me. Gosh. It was off. It's somebody.
I mean, that's somebody.
It's just, for me, it's just the mask thing. Like, I don't care about them, no. I'm still go around and go for the most part.
But it's just
the mask all day at work.
And I mean, and to be honest, like, yeah, the mask helps as a barrier for real. But like, I was even like, I had read some articles regarding like the types of masks that are best for you. So even with those, like the N95 masks, those masks are typically for people who are going to be dealing with asbestos. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, then you have the surgical masks that most people you see them wearing. You're supposed to wear those in sterile environments. So the fact that people are walking around, and then on top of that, like if you're gonna wear a surgical mask, I hope you got a supply, because you're only supposed to wear those like no more than like 20 or 30 minutes. Like you need to be changing those on a regular basis. Now I'm guilty because I got one in my purse. I got a cloth mask and another one that was like a handmade mask. But, you know, I don't know. I think sometimes I'd be kind of like on the fence. Because it's like... And then, you notice like Everybody, like, no, nobody got flu. I haven't heard nobody talk about
it's like no, there's like no other cold.
Right, there's no other cold. There's nothing. No,
everything is cold.
Everything is cold. Like, I haven't
asked to go to the doctor and have COVID.
No, I have not heard nobody talk about
you can't even like, have a, you can't have a regular sore throat no more. Like,
the flu season is not even in effect. Like, the flu said, you know what? Like, y'all had enough years of me. I'm out of here until, I don't know. Maybe I'll be back in 2021. Not sure. So, that's wild. Like, everything is COVID.
Yeah.
My
everything. So. We'll see, though. See what these next few months bring. See what they're talking about.
What's this, July? Mm-hmm. I mean, school is even going to be different because, like, my daughter, I think I got an email from her school, like, their main headquarters. And right now, like, when they start back the school year, she's going to the sixth grade, by the way. Woo, woo.
Hey.
I got a middle schooler. Okay. Hey. Oh, she thinks she a ruler. No. Let me stop you. I don't want to hear my... I can rap, so don't do it. Don't do that to me. You know, let me bring out my old joint.
Let's just keep talking.
Let me break out my old
don't
joint.
Get sidetracked.
I'm so beautiful. No, I'm good. But no, for real. So she's gonna be a sixth grader this year. That transition was hard for her. I don't know about your kids, but for Michaela, that transition was so hard for her, mm-hmm. to go from being in the classroom to being at home
in front of
the computer, or phone, or laptop, tablet. I think it was hard for her because she's lazy. I'm gonna just be honest. Like, she, she's in that stage where, like, you know, if it's not like social media and cell phones, like, technology has been like a blessing and a curse. It's been a blessing because it has moved us to be more advanced, but then at the same time, it's kind of like making us dumb. Because, like, my child, all she want to do is watch YouTube, like, watch mukbangs, and those things are so disgusting. Side note, or, you know what I'm saying, like, sidebar, those things are so disgusting. Like I can't even describe, like, when I see, I'm like, I don't even understand why you watch this. You watch somebody buy all of this food, and then they sit there and they eat it, like, talking about the food. Or those daggone those one joints where they be when you listen to them eat,
mm-hmm.
I can't stand those either.
Yeah, that's ASMR.
ASMR.
ASMR, like, whatever. That joint is stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Sorry, no offense to anybody, but, like, I think, like, that's
kind of weird. Let me tell you something. Honestly, I don't care if you're offended. Be offended. Jesus was offended. But, like he was offensive. Like, I don't understand the purpose and the point. Like, I don't even know why they're so popular, but it's like, people love them. So that was a sidebar. But back to what I was saying, but, like, yeah, that's what she want to do. And I have to get on her, but, like, yo, like, you're not a YouTube star right now. You don't even have the potential to be a YouTube star only because you don't pay attention to stuff. You're not aware. You know what I'm saying? Like, those kids who be on YouTube, trust and believe, their parents probably can afford to get them tutors and make sure that they doing their homework and make sure that they doing everything they need to do before they get started on a YouTube show. I'm pretty sure they're not spending 24 hours a day from the day to the night watching YouTube. Like, we're not, or TikToking. Like, let me tell y'all something. I downloaded TikTok. And I probably haven't been on TikTok in, like, 2 or 3 months. Like, that first wave of when it was popular. Because I was on that joint, like, to the wee hours of the morning, like, watching TikToks and trying to remember, rehearse the lines so I could do this.
So I could. No, remember that time we, what was that one we
learn the dance on TikTok, and then we
yeah, we never do it. We never
spend all that time and didn't even touch it.
Like now, I don't even care about that. Like, I mean, I'll go back and watch it. You know what I'm saying? Like for entertainment, but like really, I don't even care about. I don't even care about the TikTok for real, because it's just like, all right, like everybody doing the same thing, like all the same dances, challenges, and stuff like that. Like, shoot.
Yeah, let's keep for a second.
And like now, it's like.
Definitely for little
kids. I mean, and I guess it served its purpose to give us a break of monotony when the quarantine happened, because the quarantine was like all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? Then boom, like everybody inside. So then it's kind of like, well, what do you do when you're inside? But like now that people are starting to go back to work, I'm looking at this like, oh, like it's, you know what I'm saying? It's cool. I'm not knocking because I still have the app on my phone. So I'm not knocking TikTok at all. It's cool, but like my thing is, let's TikTok on some practical stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I was just saying to my sister about apartments, and like every year, like y'all raising up the rent, like people are paying mortgages to stay in apartments. Like let's TikTok on that. Like let's get, you know what I'm saying? Let's get some changes with how these apartments try, because like my thing is like if I'm paying $1,400 in rent, and next year it's $1,500, then the year after that it's $1,600, the year after that it's $1,700, I'm gonna need some upgrade in my place. Like, bruh, like my countertops, the faucet handles, mm-hmm. the cabinets, like George Jetson better come up in this junk. Like, I need mm-hmm. Like, I need something. Like, Judy, I don't care. Like, Jane, his wife, like, I need all that. Mm-hmm. Like, give me all of that. Like, I'm literally paying more every year to stay in the same place that ain't changed since the first time y'all built the joint.
Right.
Like, come on.
Like, and give you a hard time to
right.
fix stuff.
Right.
Like, they're not your landlord.
Like,
Do your part.
Especially if I'm paying you. Because then if I withheld this money, then you'd be trying to take me to court for not paying my rent.
Alright. Took a little intermission right there. Had to come back with you guys. So where we left off, we were talking about how apartment complexes and communities raise rent for the tenants that live there. The last thing that I said, you know, if they're going to be raising the rent, increasing it every year, you know, make sure you're doing your part, which is what my sister said. If I'm doing my part, I'm like, especially if I'm paying, because we all know the minute you don't pay something, they ready to take you to court. Trust and believe, I've been evicted. I know that process. It's not fun.
Yeah, well, I haven't, but
it's
I can only imagine.
It's not fun. It will definitely throw you through me.
That's okay though, because one day we're not gonna have to worry about renting and nobody raising no rent, because we're gonna own and have houses paid for and paid off. So this is all temporary, but the frustration that for now is definitely there when it comes to them raising rent, because they definitely do raise it every single year and they don't upgrade anything in a neighborhood or your unit for the most part. Well, at least where I live, it's not really worth it, but you know, I got a roof over my head. What I gotta work with, but definitely next year is a goal to move. Not necessarily buy a house, because I'm not really sure. Kind of want to wait till I'm married.
But why definitely till you married?
Just because I feel like if I buy a house and then like I get married and like say my husband has a house, we gotta figure out who house we're living in. You know, we're gonna rent a house, give up a house, or like eventually I want us to design our own home together, so he can have what he wants in the basement, what type of yard he wants, and
Josh and I can have what I want and that can be our home together. I mean, it doesn't have to be like that, but that's just how I always wanted it to be. You know, I thought I would probably be married by now, but you know.
So, don't we all? I'm pushing 40. So,
I mean, eventually, but that's just, you know, that's just something.
Trust and believe.
In mind, but if it doesn't work that way, it doesn't, you know. I just don't want to run into a lot of, oh, we got two homes, what are we going to do with it? Oh, we want a bigger home, or we, you know, your home don't have enough space, your home don't have this, we need that, you know. But I mean, just like I said, it doesn't have to be that way. It's just my ideal. But yeah, home is coming, my wage is coming, more income is coming. Just blessings after blessings, I'm waiting for it. I feel it coming. Just gotta keep pushing myself and, you know, stay focused, and all of our goals and dreams will come true. I believe in that, definitely.
Speaking of marriage. Speaking of marriage, of course, I feel like I'm like most women, not all women, but I feel like I am like the majority of women who, from the time you were little, you have this idea of what you expect marriage to be like, or what you want your marriage to be like, or when you expect to get married. Because I definitely thought that I would be married by now, and just unfortunately, I have not run across the right man. I don't know if I'm not in a place to be found. I don't know what it is. Like, I don't feel like I'm a bad person, undeserving of marriage. So it can be kind of frustrating, like when you're around everybody and, you know, everybody's getting engaged or they're getting married, and, you know, you're like, dang, like, when is it my turn? Like, is it my turn? I used to feel really bad about that, like, because the fact that I wasn't married, you know, I had kids outside of marriage. I used to feel bad that, you know, I wasn't, like, where my, you know, my friends are getting married before me, you know, and here I am with not even a speck of prospects in front of me. And, but like now I don't feel so bad, because, you know, I do know women who have gotten married later in life. And because, you know, they were older, they were much more mature, the partners that they, you know, found, or the partners that they got together with were mature. They were able to, you know, they've been able to last. And I see, you know, a lot of people who have gotten married younger, especially in our generation, they're not lasting as long.
Right.
Or if they are lasting, it's by their chinny chin chin. you know,
it's for the kids,
or, you know what I'm saying, they just feel like they're stuck, or, you know, they don't want to start over, or,
worrying about people think,
or, yeah, or, they satisfied doing their dirt. It's a lot of reasons. But, like, you know, now I don't feel so bad, because now I feel like when that time comes, I'm going to be at a place where I'm mature enough to understand, like, what is involved in getting married. It's more than just the wedding. The wedding is nice, you know, to be able to plan that, and, you know, it's nice. It's for other people. It's definitely not it's not necessarily for the people who are getting married, because the people who come to see you get married enjoy it more than the people who are actually getting married, because once you get married, that's when the real work begins. You know, I just have hope that, you know, it'll happen when it's supposed to happen.
It will. I mean, but right now things is going, I'm not even in a rush. Like, I mean, I want it to happen. I'm not saying this because of other people, but it's kind of like you really have to really take into consideration, like, what marriage is really about. Not just a piece of paper or just to say we're married, but like the principles behind it and the importance.
Because I'm only doing it once.
Exactly. And you have to find that person that, you know what I mean? Like, they're the, like, you're, if you had a pet peeve and that person, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was like something that they did was like one of your worst pet peeves. Like, could you live with that forever? Or, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It has to be worth it, you know? Because you can't be like, oh, after 5 years, like, I can't deal with this no more. Like, you know what I mean? You have to, like, really, like, because not everybody's perfect. So somebody's going to, that other person or you are going to have something about them that the other person doesn't like.
Yeah, like, if I was to find somebody and I don't like pickles, but yeah, they love pickles.
And you gotta, and I got to live and come and kiss you.
Yeah, like, I got to, like, can I deal with this? Yeah. Like, bro, go brush your teeth or something. Like, yeah. Nah, you're going to get all this pickle breath. No! Like, can I deal with that for the next, till I die?
For eternity.
Right. Can I deal with this until I die? You see, that's how you have to look at, like, how much do I love this person? And can I see past their flaws, like, for real. Like, can I see past their flaws?
And now, and that too.
And I don't know. That's important, but also, everybody can do that.
Right. And also too, like, when you look to marry a woman, or when a woman, you know, says yes to, when a guy proposes, like, you know, you have to make sure that this is the only woman that you ever want. That if Beyonce came down and was like, I want to be with you, like, you gonna have to be like, no. You got to be able to fight the temptation, and because you only have eyes for this person. So if you are not ready to settle and give that person your all and know that that's your last everything, that's the P you going to get for the rest of your life, and, you know, or the D you going to get for the rest of your life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to make sure that that's all you want, because you can't get in a marriage and then 5 years later or two years later, 3 months later or whatever, you like, I ain't know shorty was like that. I ain't know she used to cook all the time. Now she don't cook. Like, you know, or you stepping out because she don't look as good as she used to, because she done gained some weight or whatever. She don't do the things she used to. Like, so you get bored and you want to venture out and do other things. Like, no, that's a no-go. You're not ready to get married.
What about people, like, who say they get married because it feels right?
It feels right.
I feel like
it's not
feelings
always
change.
Right, because feelings do change. It's like literally, like, unconditional love that you should feel, like, not like,
because it won't always feel good.
It won't always feel good, right?
And when it doesn't feel good, you can't be like, you know what? Let me go see other shorty, because this don't feel good right now.
Right. So or I'm mad. Right. I'm gonna go chill with my homegirl because she listens. You know, like, or whatever. You can't be doing that. You need to find everything in that one woman and make sure that she dotted all them I's and crossed all them T's off your list. And if she don't, keep it moving. You know, stop wasting people's time. Because it could be the woman who's really invested in the man, or it can be the man that's really invested with the woman. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's on both ends. But it's important. That's why you gotta get to know people. You can't just be like, yo, this is, like, bells and whistles in the beginning, because everything is like that.
Everything
is fresh. Everything is new. The conversation.
Everything.
You know.
And I just feel like if you're in a relationship and you don't ever have problems, like, not saying that you're supposed to have problems, but I'm saying, like, if you're in a relationship and nothing ever goes wrong, everything always feels right, everything's always like, oh, she's great, or oh, he's great, or, like, how real is that relationship for real? Like, because, nigga, you get on my nerves sometimes. So, like, nah, everything ain't always all right. Like, oh, like, I'm mad. Like, we ain't talking today. And you gonna have to be okay with that. Like,
and everybody's relationship ain't gonna be the same as the next.
Like, it's not roses and sunflowers all the time. Like, sometimes it's a fiery pit. Sometimes. And sometimes I want all the smoke. Like, for me, like, you know, because I'm in a relationship, like, dude, I'm ready. Like, what? Oh, you got an attitude? I got an attitude, too.
Right.
What we talking about?
Right.
Like, come see me when you calm down. But, you know, so, I definitely agree. Like, you know, anybody that you choose to marry, I definitely feel like you shouldn't be... she didn't want anybody else. Right. My thing is, like, if you want another person, then how much do you really want to marry this person?
Right.
Like, how much do you really, you know, how much do you really love this person? You know, like, how happy can this person make you? You know, if you have the ability to be like, oh, I can be with one person, but you decide not to be with one person. You want to be with two people. Mm-hmm. You want to be with three people. Mm-hmm. You know, like, why, I'm just trying to figure out, like, well, if you have the ability to be with one person, you say that you can be satisfied with one person, then are you that selfish or narcissistic that you are like, well, nah, I'm going to have my cake and I'm going to eat it too. Mm-hmm. Like, and I used to didn't understand that phrase, mm-hmm. have your cake and eat it too, because it's like, that's what you're supposed to do with cake, you're supposed to eat it. Right. But then I had to break it down, like, you cannot have your cake and then eat it and still have the cake. The cake is gone.
Right.
So you can't have both. Like, you're either going to eat the cake or you're not going to have it. You're going to eat it and not have it anymore. So, now it just becomes a question of how many slices you're trying to have.
Right.
So, but.
And women, too, they got to stop giving in to these men when, you know, they married and vice versa. You just got to, you know what I mean? Like, a married man is off limits. Like, that's just, I know it's hard. Trust me, been there, done that. But, like, why I didn't know until I knew. But, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Once I knew, it's just, like, I knew that I didn't want to be that woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would never want to be that woman where my husband's going and spending time with another woman and her children, you know? And, like y'all trying to build a family thing and you got a whole family, you know, at the house. Like, you know, I would never want to be that woman thinking that your man is out working or thinking your man is out doing what he's supposed to do to provide for your family. But yet he's out spending money and you know, chilling in with another female, like loving on a female, being sexually active with her, and like,
and he got to go back home.
Then you got to go back home. Like, that joint is super dead. Like, I can't even do. So, like, it's hard out here. But as women, we need to learn to just turn it down. You know what I mean? Say no. And men, you need to learn temptation. It's not your friend. As good as it looks, it's not your friend, okay?
And sometimes it doesn't look good.
Yeah. And some things ain't worth it, but the moment, yeah, but that's why you know, you just gotta be smart about things. But this world today,
say it's hard out here for a pimp.
And you got them, like, you know, undercover in the closet men, too. That don't be the worst. Y'all gotta stop that. Y'all gotta come on out. Get you a man.
Everybody's living in their truth now.
Right,
so.
Right. Come on out, get your man. Be with your man. If I got time. You know, it ain't nothing like finding out your man. Your husband got a lover. And there ain't no woman. That's even worse than finding out your man cheating on you with another woman.
Like, So my question for you, like, staying, like, kind of in that same vein, like, do you feel like physical cheating and emotional cheating is the same thing? Like, do you think one is worse than the other? Like, if you were in a relationship with someone and they physically cheated on you, but they didn't have an emotional attachment to the other person, could you see, get past that? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all went to counseling and, you know, you saw that he was making an actual effort to change and not step out. Or would you be able to forgive him, like, you know, if he was emotionally involved with another woman?
Like, if a man, like,
or you think that, like, that's for harder for you to...
For my situation, it would be harder for an emotional connection, because... When you, like, if it was, like, just a sex thing, like, and like, you made up in your mind, like, I messed up, like, man, me and my boys or me and my girl got trashed and I just did the unthinkable, you know, because, like, I was just stupid. Versus, like, I met this person, like, I'm really digging this person, like I want to leave my family for this person, or, you know, because you have emotional
you know, connection with that person is way worse than someone just sleeping with somebody, because it's hard to get out of that emotional connection versus just, okay, I just ain't gonna hit her up no more, because we wasn't like that. So definitely emotional connection is way deeper than just sex, in my opinion, because it's hard to get unemotionally attached. You know what I mean? Like, once your emotions are involved, like, you really have to force yourself. For my situation, like, I had to force myself to not care for this person anymore when I thought that this person could potentially be my husband.
And that, and that's the worst. Like, when that you, is the freaking worst. Like, when you meet somebody and, like, you connect with them on such a deep level, and then you realize that you're never going to get your happily ever after with this person, and then you have to, like, make yourself not care about this person. Like, you don't want to, but you know, like, in order for you to be able to move on, because this person, he's still gonna live his life, or right. she's still gonna live her life. Right. So then you have to, like, make yourself not care about this person whatsoever. Like, not care about, I wonder what they're doing, or not care about, you know, I wonder how they're feeling, you know, or I wanna call them, or I wanna text them, I wanna, you know, I wanna have some type of communication with them. You know, you have to make yourself not care. And that's hard, because it's like, when you build a genuine friendship with someone, and then that friendship turns into, you know, something more, then it's like, dang, like, now I gotta lose, not only do I lose to something more, but I gotta lose the friendship too, because I know if I stay in the friendship, there is room or potential for it to slide right back into
that
pocket.
That's how you gotta cut it.
And that's the worst.
It is the worst. And just like I said, speaking from experience, it was really the worst. Like, it's like you almost need, like, Prince Charming to come into your life to get your mind off of that person, you know, and or to even not give in to, you know what, like, I don't care about this person, or you think you love this person enough to where it's like, you know what, some women feel like, if I, as long as I can have him somehow, some way, like, that makes me happy. I'm not that type of person. If I can't show you off, and we can't do things, and, you know, everything's a secret, that's not life. You know what I'm saying? That's not my ideal way of, like, finding love, or, like, being in love. Like, you know, I want the whole world to know when I'm in love. Like, you know, I want to be happy. I want to share my happiness. I want to share moments. I want to share things. And you can't when you hide in the guy, because he was somebody else. Like, that's too much energy. Nobody got time for that type of energy. So just leave them married and alone. Or men in relationships, period. Like, because you definitely do not want to be that other person, or that woman, or that man. You definitely don't want to, you don't want that.
And I hate when people be like, you know, let Jesus be your Lord. No. I love Jesus as much as the next person, but Jesus is not my boyfriend. Like,
you know, like he's the father. Like, and a boyfriend.
Right. He's not my boyfriend. You know, like, he's not cuddling me at night, you know, or whatever the case may be. And then that is the roughest. And then, you know, you have those men who, well, not just men, but, I mean, you have people who have been hurt in previous relationships before, and because of that hurt, you know, they carry that with them, and they're unable to, like, really let go. And when they come across someone that could potentially be great for them, they don't know how to let go of those previous hurts, because they come, you know, they're afraid that this person, if I be vulnerable enough to the point where I say, okay, you know, like, I really want to see where this could go, but, you know, I'm afraid because this person might hurt me, you know, then it's kind of like, you know, you kind of block your own self, because here you could have the potential person that could be that person that you're with for the rest of your life, but because you know, you've been hurt in previous relationships, like, you gotta come in. Like, for me, I know for me, like, when I deal with a guy, I don't take stuff that has happened to me in previous relationships, and I don't attribute that to the person that I'm with now. Just because that person is not them. You know, so I can't assume that because I've been hurt, you know, or whatever by another person, that this person's gonna come along and do the same thing. You know, that's why it's important for me to be able to talk to you on a regular basis, you know, to kind of get to know who you are, so I can kind of see, you know, so I can see how you interact with other people, so I can see how, you know, like, what you are prone to do. I can, you know, I know, you know, your insecurities. I know your vulnerabilities. You know, I know how to listen. I know how to, you know, to encourage you and build you up, and I can see, you know what I'm saying, okay, this person is not, he doesn't have ulterior motives,
right,
you know, for me. So that's always been something that I, you know, told myself that I wasn't going to do. Like, I wasn't going to, you know, let past things hurt, you know, like, even when, you know, I come across guys who, you know, when I tell them that I have four kids, like, four kids. And my thing is, like, most people have children. So, like, my thing is, like, I understand people who have a preference to date someone with no kids. But at the same time, don't assume because I have kids, I'm looking for you to be a father to them. You know, don't assume because I have kids, I'm looking to get something out of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was doing what I was doing before I met you. So what makes you think that, you know, you coming into the picture, now I'm going to dump all of this on you? You know what I'm saying? It's fine if you see, you know, that, hey, you know, she need a little bit of help. Let me help you. That's fine. I'm not going to turn it down. I'm not going to be like, no, don't help me. Like, I'm not going to turn it down. But at the same time, like, I'm not looking to take advantage of you.
Right.
Because you could be here one day and gone the next. That's why I'm not any guy that I get involved with, and not to say that I've been involved with many, but any guy that I choose to get involved with when it comes to the point of being in a relationship, I don't introduce them to, you know, my children right away. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't talk about them in a way where, like, my daughter gonna be like, oh, this your boyfriend? Like, nah. My daughter probably wish I had a boyfriend. Like, she'd be like, mommy, you would just be so happy. Not that I'm not happy now, but I'm just saying. But, you know what I'm saying? I know that,
like, being,
you know,
lonely is not fun. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's not enough. Girl. It's not enough to, like, you know, to,
oh,
where I'm,
my,
like,
gosh, I am not a nun.
But, like, being alone is not fun, like, at all.
Because it's like, it's only so much you can do with your girls. It's only so much you can do with your homies. It's only so much you can do with your kids. And then after a while, like, you want a companion to be able to, you know what I'm saying, on those rainy days, like, I want to chill with my dude on the couch and we watching Netflix. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying, we playing Scrabble.
Cooking dinner.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, we having paper fights. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the one thing, like, I remember, like, my mom, when she got my stepdad, my brother's dad, I remember, it was, like, one time, I remember, we were in the living room, my brother was a baby at this time, and we were in the living room, and I think it was, like, I don't know if it was, like, a little piece of paper, or it was, like, a little ball, and, like, you know, like, we just in the living room, just, you know what I'm saying, like, you toss the ball over, they toss it, you know what I'm saying? The next thing you know, like, we playing, like, basically you playing dodgeball in the living room. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it was so, like, those were the times, like, that was so fun to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, those little things, you know what I'm saying? Like, those little things. Like, I remember, like, when my aunt was, when she got married to, my uncle Daryl, rest in peace, when she married him, I remember, like, when we were little, it was like I used to go over to my aunt's, like, you know, almost anytime that I came home, like, I always went to my aunt to spend time with my cousins and stuff. And I remember before it was like one Saturday morning, and he'd come in the room and he'd get us all up and, like, you know, like, tickle us and, you know what I'm saying? Like, we was just, like, laughing and having fun, and it was just, like, just those moments are the moments that you remember. And so for me, it's hard because my, you know, my kid's father is no longer here, you know, like, and so, like, you know, looking at my daughter, my oldest, like, she's 11, you know, she doesn't I don't have anyone, you know, that she can have those moments with. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I don't want to just bring anyone around her for the sake of saying, you know, oh, mommy has someone. And like you said, like, in this type, you know, in this climate, it's like, I don't even know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know, you know, or whatever. So it just, it sometimes it can be a little discouraging, not having a mate. You know, at the same time, you know, I understand the freedom in not having a mate, because it's like, I don't have somebody that I have to be responsible to, or I have to explain, like, why I'm going here, or why I need this, or, you know, or this is a decision that I'm going to make, you know what I'm saying, like, about, you know, this, or, you know, I don't have to have all of those ties. But at the same time, it's kind of like, dang, I do want, you know, someone, like, I don't want to be 50, not to say that being 50 and getting married is anything wrong with it. That's not wrong. It's nothing wrong with that if that's where you are in your life. But for me and my house, like, I don't want to wait until I'm 50 to get married. Like, I just, you know, and I've struggled, like, the last year thinking, you know, is marriage even something that I want? And I'm not going to lie. Like, it is. It is. Like, I want the whole shebang. Like, I want to date, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be able to, you know, like you said, like, I want to be able to, you know, not necessarily, oh, I gotta put it on social media, but like, like, dad, yo, so and so, you know what I'm saying, like, what, like, want to get together, you know what I'm saying? Like, my parents is getting older,
right?
Like, soon they're gonna start asking these questions, like, so,
right.
You got anybody? No, right. I don't. Do you know anybody?
Right.
Like, yeah, right, right. If you meet it, if you know anyone, anyone's son. Right. And I remember when parents used to do that. Right. My parents didn't do that at all.
Right.
They don't try to set us up with nobody. Right. They don't say, I got this person for you. Like, right. They don't say nothing. Like, you know. No slight to my parents. No slight to my parents. Like, I love them dearly. But, you know, I know, assume, you know, if they don't ask it, I know they definitely do be wondering, like,
you know. My mom say it all the time. Like, sometimes, like, it'd be, like, the smallest thing. She's like, that's why you ain't got no man. I can not have makeup on. That's probably why you ain't got no man, because you ain't got no makeup on. That's why you ain't got no man, because you got your head up. Like, you be messing with me.
Like, first of all, like, you wasn't even wearing makeup when I met you, Mom. Like, I don't think she was wearing makeup. She wasn't wearing makeup like that when I first met her. When we first met?
Mm-hmm.
Was she wearing makeup like that? I don't think she was wearing makeup like that. She wasn't even wearing lipstick.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Like, she wasn't wearing...
She'd be messing with me, but she just, you know, she'd be, like, wondering. But she'd be saying, like, somebody I was talking to, son, I wondered, is he married? I always be thinking about, I should ask if he married you and say, you should talk to my daughter.
You should ask. Why you don't
sometimes
ask?
I'll be like, I don't know if I'm my mom, and I'm a man.
She don't know me.
No, she do. She
not tight.
Her time. Different.
But yeah. When it comes to relationships, man, sometimes
they but it will come. I really do believe that it will come, and when it comes, it's gonna be the happiest time of our life. So just gotta be patient. Right now, I just think we're setting ourselves up in position to where we're not.
I get scared of that. Like, you know, like, if I get to a position where I done set myself up to a point where, like, I don't really, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need you. Like, it's not that I don't need you, but it's just kind of like, I get set up to a point where I'm so, like, good where I am. It's kind of like, do I even have time for like a relationship.
Yeah, because that's still money. Money doesn't. I mean, money can buy you.
But not even just
in a
money.
Way, but it's like you can be set up, but that's still not gonna fill that void of having a man around. Or like when you after everything is said and done, and you lay down at night, you being alone. Like, you having all the money and being able to go on any trip or do whatever you want, that still gets lonely. You still want somebody to be there. You know what I'm saying? Because then you got somebody you can do things with. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, but I'm saying, like, you set yourself up to where it's like, you don't have to have a man, like, in order to, you know, in order to do stuff. Like, it's kind of like, babe, I got us. This trip on me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or, like,
I do want to be able to do
that. Like, you know what I'm saying? You always got to worry about the man, you know, making it happen or the man's income. Your income can be everything. Right. You know what I'm saying? Your income can be what makes the world go around at the moment. If that man makes you happy, then that's how you live your life, you know? I ain't worried about, like...
And I think that's another stigma, too, that men always think that, you know, oh, they gotta do everything. Like, nah.
Or get intimidated because...
You got women out here who want to be like, yo, babe, it's on me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, we about to go to Belize. Oh, how much do... Nah, I already paid for it. Like, I just need you to get... Pack your bags and let's go.
Like, or him not feel intimidated because you make the most money and he shouldn't make the most money. It's not really about that. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, as long as you make me happy, as long as you are, you know, trying
going
to...
right by me.
Yeah, and, you know, still working, still being a man. Like, you know, the money, like, as long as, you know, you got a job.
Right.
Because you can always get better because you never know that motivation can come from the woman to make that man better. To make it, you know, to help him to make better.
The key word is you gotta have a job.
Yeah,
we ain't dealing with no bums.
Because, like I said, you can know somebody that can get him into a position that can elevate him. You know what I mean? And elevate
or
you.
Or he can work for me.
Or right, like we can get a business together.
Right,
like,
right.
Like, start a business together. Right. You know, you gotta have a job. You gotta have credit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you can accomplish anything. That's a goal of mine too. Is like for me and my husband to own a business together. And then branch off, and then, you know what I mean? Like, just make money together. Like, it's our money. It's our business. Like, not tired because we getting up going to work for somebody we don't want to work for. We getting up to do our own thing.
You know what I saw on Facebook today that I thought was really cool? It was posted by someone on my timeline from someone else's page. And his daughter turned 13 years old, and he gifted her a house.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, that is amazing. You know what I'm saying? To be able to have the resources and just the wherewithal to say, you know what, instead of buying my daughter... Yeah, I'm pretty sure she got other stuff too, but instead of buying my daughter stuff that she can't pass down to her children, that they can't pass down to their children, you know, I'm going to gift her with something that she can, that, you know, that will be in our family for years to come. I'm going to gift her with a house. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then, you know, I'm pretty sure those principles that he established in order to be able to do that, I'm pretty sure he's passing that down to his kids. And then they'll pass those same principles down to their kids.
Right.
So I thought that was like so amazing. Like I've never seen that. And at the same time, like our white counterparts do that.
Right.
They buy land, they buy houses, and then they leave them to their children. You know, their children, you know, if they are smart and know what to do, they lead that to their children and so on and so forth. And then here you have a family who has created wealth within their family to be able to, you know, they've created a legacy.
Right.
So, you know, that is something that I really want to be able to do is leave a legacy, you know, to my kids.
Right.
And that's why, you know, I do the things that, you know, I try to do the things that I need to do now. That's why relaunching this podcast was so important to me because I like to talk. I write too, and I like to write, but not as much as I like to speak. And I think that, especially with me and you, the things that we talk about, it's like real. It's stuff that's relevant to what we as women, as single mothers, what we go through, like what we deal with on an everyday, you know, basis. It's life. And, you know, everybody can relate to life. Life happens. But, you know, I'm really excited to see where this goes.
I mean, at the end of the day, I just keep trying. It's going to reach somebody. It might touch somebody. It might entertain somebody. There's billions of people in the world, you know what I mean? Not everybody's going to relate. Not everybody's going to like it. But that doesn't mean quit, because one person viewed, or 10 people viewed, or 100, or 10,000. It doesn't matter. Don't stop.
Yeah,
because it'll reach somebody. It could reach the right person. You know, you know what I'm saying? You just never know. But I know for me, like, I'm impatient for a lot of things, and I have to learn patience. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it is a virtue.
I need, like, I'm learning, and I'm trying to get better at being more organized and, you know, coming out my shows. I know I got, you know, some talents and some things that I can do, but, you know, I put everything else in the way, like work and being a mom. I'm not saying that that's not good, but, you know, that's like full-time mother,
you still gotta make
by yourself. Like, you know, it's just like that little bit of time that I do have, I'm ready to crash. I'm ready to take me a nap. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead, it's like I can crash and take naps when I'm making my money. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm trying to reprioritize to make time for me and just do things that I like to do. So that's going to be some things that I'm going to accomplish by 6 months, you know, January 2021, I'm really looking to, like, really do some things, and, like, I really want to start my own business. Got so many ideas. So right now I'm working on my credit to get that A1, so I'll be able to get these loans and, you know, to get all these resources that I need and not let that portion hold me back. Instead of, like, oh, how am I going to get this without that? How am I, you know, what's going to hold me back? Ain't nothing holding me back but myself.
Loans, like, finances.
That's what I'm saying. Like, finance, like, being able to do all that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you got to start somewhere. So, I got to get things in order, which I'm doing. You know, saving money, you know, which is a hard thing when you're a single mom. And, you know, make decent money, but, you know.
You're paying everything,
you know. So, it's like.
Not a piece of it.
Like,
all of it.
Right. 100%. 110. But you know, but like I said, I have in my mind to keep a certain amount of money in my account. So I'm learning to not overspend and to budget, because if I can't go over this amount, or you know, I don't want to go under or whatever the case may be. So I've been doing good with that. And then if I can keep on the same track, then I'll have stacks grossing. Like, so that's a goal of mine. Man. Yeah. You can hear our voices right now.
You'll see the faces soon. We're going to wrap it up.
Many different things.
And I hope that, you know, everyone who's listening, that you enjoyed our episode today. Again, we're relaunching my podcast. It's something that I had put off from last year, but I'm back on it. I'm going to make sure that I stay consistent with it. Podcast is Let's Talk About It. So, you know, we're going to come on and topics. We're just going to talk about it. I'm going to have my sister. In the future, I hope to have other guests, you know, to come in and be able to also share. But right now, this is something that I wanted to do. I wanted to do it with her because I feel like me and her just, we have a good vibe when we are together. And a lot of things that we talk about, it's like, dang, like, we need to be recording this. And I was just bound and determined, you know what I'm saying? Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to lie, like, I was a little bit scared and intimidated at first to really relaunch this, because I was just like, you know, I don't know how it's going to be. Like, we trying to figure out, like, what we going to talk about. And, you know, and it's just like, you know what? You just got to jump in there. You know, someone, you know, very wise told me that, you know, you just got to jump in. And you know, I'm not looking, you know, to be worried about, like, what the views are going to be like. You know, this is something that has been on my heart for a very long time, and so I just want to be able to to really share my heart with, you know, with people, because I know that there are things that we go through that I know other people go through. And I'm the type of person, I will say what others are scared to say. So we will come back at you real soon.
So we can talk about it.
Let's talk about it.